In previous articles, including last week's Feeling Out of Control, Do This, I've talked a lot about our fight, flight, freeze stress response. In other words, what happens when we enter survival mode? In this article, I want to discuss what happens when we feel triggered, how we can recognise it, and what to do when it happens. So, why do we feel triggered? Again, as I've said many times before, our brains are designed for survival. In other words, to keep us alive long enough to procreate. The 250 million year old mammalian brain of ours, which developed way before our ability to speak, continually scans our environments, especially new ones, and people for threats. As part of that protection, whenever something stressful or to the subconscious mind potentially life-threatening happens in our environment, our subconscious links everything that's going on at the same time together. That's why certain sounds, including music, sights, smells, touch, and emotions, can all activate our stress response. For example, someone may give you a particular look and you feel that you're in trouble. It might be a look that your mother would have given you when you were naughty as a child. Or you might smell something that reminds you of a fire that you escaped, or the thought of a particular alcoholic drink that once made you feel very sick elicits the same feelings 20 years later. I know Pernod is a very typical one for that. Alternatively, someone may touch you in a way that makes you feel uncomfortable, reminding you of something that happened in the past. A song may elicit strong emotions. You may drive past an old workplace that might give you a sense of dread or foreboding when you haven't actually worked there since you left school. Even though the unpleasant experience related to the sight, sound, taste, touch, or smell may have happened years before, the part of your brain that's trying to protect you, for that part, time is irrelevant. It will feel like it happened yesterday. You might not even realise that you have been triggered. You might put your strange feeling down to being in a bad mood, getting up on the wrong side of bed, hormones, a late night, being tired, a hangover, or being overworked, or just generally feeling off. But likely something activated that response. Now, taking a look at our early ancestors to understand why our brains do this, let's take a look back at an example from our early ancestors. When we were out hunting, a member of our tribe may have been fishing on a previously unexplored lake. Then all of a sudden, a huge crocodile came out of nowhere and lunged at them. While the hunter managed to escape with their life, it was likely to be terrifying for both him and for the rest of the people who witnessed it. As that situation was happening, everything about the scene would have been encoded within their nervous systems. For example, the time of day, the type of plants, the trees surrounding it, the sound of the water and the birds, the temperature, the time of the year, everything. Next time any of those things presented themselves again in a similar situation, not just by that particular river or lake, the nervous system's survival instinct would be activated, triggering the fight, flight, freeze response. I've got a really recent example of this. Luckily, we aren't often faced with crocodiles today, but we can get triggered in precisely the same way, and this happened to me. My neighbour quite literally pushes my buttons, and he's done it a few times, and I couldn't understand why I felt such strong negative emotions around him. I would leave any of our interactions feeling angry, upset, and downright bullied, and knew my reaction was over the top, but I just couldn't figure out or understand why I felt so triggered when I was around him. It wasn't until a friend that I was talking to about my most recent encounter said, "Ooh, that sounds just like that person from your past." It was then that I realised what was happening. That person was somebody who was quite abusive towards me. Without me consciously realising it, My mammalian brain had recognised the signs but couldn't tell me in words what was wrong. All that it could do is give me a feeling that I had to avoid my neighbour. It was trying so hard to warn me that it was giving me all three stress responses. Anger, which is fight, wanting to get away, flight, and feeling incapable of arguing, which is freeze. My subconscious mammalian brain had picked up on so many cues that I was in danger that my conscious mind just hadn't recognised, and it was desperately trying to warn me that I was in perceived danger. Now I realise what's happening, and again I say this loads, awareness is everything. It's been much easier to stay calm around my neighbour and not feel so guilty or rude about setting strong boundaries, including limiting our interactions. The next time you feel triggered, take some time to drill down into what might be happening. Journaling is a great way to keep track of your triggers by breaking them down and understanding why your nervous system is trying to protect you in that particular situation. I recommend using these prompts. Number one, what triggered my stress response? Number two, what was happening at the time? Number three, who else was there? Number four, what was I thinking? Number five, where might this response have first started? Or where does this fear come from? And number six, what is a more realistic thought or belief? Remember that your brain is just trying to protect you based on things that you've been through in your past. However, the past does not equal the future. Getting in the habit of breaking down your triggers, analysing them, and coming up with better thinking thoughts can really help to regulate your nervous system. Often when you start to do this work, you'll be able to recognise that you're running outdated programmes that no longer serve you. Finally, as I said in last week's article, one of the quickest ways I know of draining intensity out of your body and mind when you know you've been triggered and your nervous system is on high alert is by putting your hand on your heart and telling yourself, I am safe. There are no saber-toothed tigers.